Civic Peace Corps is a new social media platform initiated by the UN Information Center in Beirut. It is built on the momentum from last year's first online demonstration for peace, which was attended digitally by around 4,000 demonstrators. Civic Peace Corps is an avenue for expression, dialogue, and education on issues related to peace. And it is an activity that we launched on the occasion of the International Day of Peace.
Tell us more about this website, its divisions, and how could we participate in it?
Civic Peace Corps is more than just a forum. It also has three distinct spaces. First of all, there's the Exchange for Peace, where you can share with other users your experiences, thoughts, comments, opinions. Second, there's the Art for Peace, and it's a platform for you to share poems, paintings, songs, clips, any artistic material. It could be a video also that is related to peace. And the third section is Educate for Peace. It's a section that helps you raise awareness or learn something new about peace, where we put information regarding UN resolutions, Secretary General messages, UN activities, etc. As for the posting on Civic Peace Corps, there is a registration page. Definitely, you can access the website without registering, and you can skim through the website. But whenever you feel like you need to comment or upload any material, the website will automatically take you to a sign-in page where you enter your personal information, you create an account for yourself and you sign in, or you can sign in through your Facebook account if you have one. And it is open for the public, for anybody to participate in it.
Now, let's suppose that the views of the participants, of those who are posting on this website, did not fit or were not compatible with the primary objective of this platform, which is, of course, a culture of peace. Are you watching? Are you monitoring the comments? What are you doing in this regard?
As you know, Civic Peace Corps is an online website, as I said. And since it is an interactive platform from people all over the globe to interact, it's kind of can be considered a social media platform. Therefore, we as UNIC Beirut, we fully respect all opinions and advocate for the freedom of expression. We have included a clear disclaimer that clearly indicates the rights on the website. But unless we encounter any comment, remark, or any intervention that might harm the interest of the UN, we definitely have the freedom to intervene and delete and anything that does not fit in with the principles of the United Nations. We are responsible for the website.
Mrs. Khoury, who are your partners? With whom are you working with to support and promote this platform? And if I may also, how would you describe the echoes of the launch of this website as of yet?
Thank you for this question, because it's an opportunity for us to thank our partners, who are Born Interactive and JWT companies in Lebanon, who believe in peace and who believe in the UN principles and the UN work. They are the ones who help us develop this concept and the previous demonstration, online demonstration also, which I said is the online community is the result of the demonstration. As for the launching, we launched Civic Peace Corps, and thank God it's we are spreading the word, and it has gone viral, if we can say, among some people around, and not just in Lebanon. Many UN agencies help us to tweet about this, to further promote it on Facebook, and we have a good participation so far. We definitely can't stop here. We really need you and other listeners and who are reading this interview. We really need more participation, because peace doesn't stop there, and the participation doesn't stop for once. Mm-hmm. So we are looking forward to further people going in, uploading, initiating forums, speaking, in order to keep it live and up and running.